Yes, my name is Bruno Helkbaum Neto. I'm the global commercial manager for field crops and also the commercial manager for field crops and vegetables in the EMEA region.
Bruno, thanks so much for sitting down with me. Much appreciated. You're working with Incotec, and Incotec is very much in the business of seed applied technologies. Can you explain in a nutshell what are seed applied technologies?
First, Marcel, thank you for the opportunity. It's nice to be here. Okay, seed applied technologies in a nutshell. It's basically everything related to the techniques to apply products on seeds to optimize the genetic expression or the full expression of the genetics that is on it. Mm-hmm. There are several products that usually are commonly applied. The main categories are the biocides, fertilizers, biostimulants. There are multiple benefits in the seed applied technologies. And the benefits come from the start, generating protection of loss, damage. It can increase vigor, plant growth, and there are other additional benefits from it. Mm-hmm. And all of it with the fewer environmental and stewardship worry, if you compare it with the furrow and with the full area spray.
Yeah, sure.
And the trend is there. Seed applied technologies are used more and more. The results are in the growth of this market. The debate now is how to make seed applied technologies even more sustainable. And the challenge is to do this in the scenario where emotion and science is not always in line.
That's the difficulty. But of course, to deal with that whole sustainability requirement, you need a lot of innovation. I know that your company is highly innovative. Can you share a few exciting innovations that you have in the pipeline?
Yes, of course. I will start with the commercial launches that we had, a few commercial launches that we had during 2019. Let's start with field crops. We have a very interesting offer to the market, an alternative rice seed treatment in Malaysia, in which we can increase rice yield through the seed treatment and also avoid the use of very harmful chemicals that have been used there. Also, another interesting technology is encroachment for corn, in which we can improve the ability to combine actives, additives, and biologicals on corn seed treatment, besides the fact that you can increase and uniformize size. And in the vegetable area, we're really proud to bring the X-ray next. X-ray is a very accurate selection process through the X-ray technology, and we build in artificial intelligence. So with this, we can have now in offering to the market a unique and a highly effective selection of tomato seeds. And that's what we have now commercially this year. But I would like also to address a little bit what's coming. And we're really working hard in challenges like soil salinity, drought resistance, and application and shelf life of biologicals on seeds.
Very exciting indeed. I can't wait to see them on the market. Bruno, of course, we know that Incotec is not the only one on the market. How do you make sure that your products stand out from the competition?
There are several items on it, but I would like to start with the quality of our people. We are very proud of more than 50 years of entrepreneurship and experience. Also, it's about focus. We have nowadays around 400 people really focused on the seed enhancement business. Also, we are now for 3 years part of CRODA. And this has amplified our access to resources and technologies, really bolstering our project pipeline. And of course, very close to our customers, really understanding their needs, close to the market, as much as possible, trying to be proactive. But in the end, we are seed people. We believe in consistency, quality, and we have long-term commitments. And that's built on our DNA.
Bruno, I want to come back a little bit to something you said at the beginning about sustainability. Of course, that's a word that is popping up in various policy and also political discussions. How are you dealing with sustainability?
Sustainability is core in our strategy. We even have an umbrella for all of the sustainable sustainability-related activities. We call it Mission Zero, sustainable to the max. Business ethics, sustainable development goals, microplastic, organics, and all of the other topics related, they are below this umbrella. Okay. And our aim, and we do our utmost to develop the most sustainable solutions to our customers. Of course, helping them to achieve their goals.
Absolutely. You mentioned Mission Zero and microplastics. Does it mean that you want to bring down the microplastics also to zero or close to zero?
Yeah, we are deeply involved in the microplastic topic. It's a hot issue now.
Sure.
And it's not because we want to be, we have to be, and we have to help this topic to try to address the most proper way. Microplastic topic for us is core because we need to support our customers and secure that we will have what they need to continue to be competitive in the market. And the regulatory issue is moving, and the microplastic is one topic that will have a big impact in the business. And we have been put a lot of effort on it, and we'll do whatever is needed to continue in the lead related to this topic.
You mentioned regulatory. That's a challenge, right? I hear from other companies it's a challenge. What do you think should change there?
First, from one side, what should change is within the companies. Regulatory now is part of the strategy.
Of course,
have to take it in consideration.
Yeah.
The whole scenario is really moving fast, and we need to keep on the speed. And if it's possible to do what we are intending to do, is to be upfront, even helping to format it. We don't expect a less complex situation. We expect more and more complexity.
Yeah. One
important thing here is the education. We need to help as industry players and stakeholders to bring sound information, scientific data, reliable, a global understanding of what sustainability means. Sustainability means, because public opinion is playing a more and more important role, and it's really important to share with them the right information. And all of us, I do believe that we have the same willingness. We really want to make the right decisions. But to make the right decisions, we need our optimal platform of information. And that is not very limited and punctual. It's really comprehensive. And that's what we are trying to aim.
Excellent. A very good aim. Good luck with that. Thank you, Bruno.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.